Hello, and welcome to the latest episode of Zach's Tech Talk Tuesday. My name is Ryan McQueenie, and today we're continuing our discussion on Q4 earnings season by diving into the biggest storylines to watch for from the tech sector's top reports this week. Last time we dug into the nitty-gritty earnings and revenue details, and we talked about guidance for three major companies reporting and got you ready with all these financial details and figures. This week, we're going more rhetorical with it. We're talking more about storylines, things to think about, talking points that are going to emerge from what we are going to see in terms of earnings reports from this week. We've got so many huge, huge tech companies reporting this week. It's almost tough to keep track of. I'm definitely going to miss some storylines. I'm going to miss complete companies that you're interested in, without a doubt. This is just supposed to be kind of a brief overview of the big headlines you'll see this week. And that's going to start with Apple, which reports today after the bell. By the time you hear this, it will be probably moments away, if not already filed. And I just want to say, yeah, sure, we're a little bit late to it, but this is storylines. So these things take a while to emerge. We'll be talking about Apple's report for a few weeks. So just keep your eye on this. And I think the big thing to remember here, and not that I'm accusing you of forgotten it, because how could you have forgotten, but this report is coming in the wake of Apple's first profit warning in more than 15 years. This was filed earlier this month. Tim Cook, in a letter to investors, said that that revenue was going to be down approximately 6%, or roughly $5 billion from the low end of its previous quarterly outlook. Again, a really historic and rare move from Apple. We do not see them do this often. Companies saying that a difference in iPhone launch timing, strong U.S. dollar, and supply constraints were reasons for its lowered guidance, but really, Apple told us that the biggest issue in the quarter was slower sales in emerging markets, particularly China. Tim Cook, in this letter, said that slowing Chinese economy and the impact of the continuous trade war between the two largest economies in the world led to poor sales. Cook specifically said, while we anticipated some challenges in key emerging markets, we did not foresee the magnitude of the economic deceleration, particularly in Greater China, end quote there. In terms of kind of the finer things, how much of an impact this had, well, you know, Apple said that all of the shortfall to previous guidance and over 100% of the year-over-year revenue decline it expects can be blamed on weak sales in China. So really, really bad quarter for Apple in China. It's the economic slowdown there. It's the trade war. It's rising competition from Chinese smartphone manufacturers, which is probably something they won't necessarily tell you about today. So I think the storyline going forward is going to be, how long will it last and what does Apple plan to do to counteract this? How long does this slowdown in China have left in it? How much further will it go before you reach kind of the valley of the growth, if you will? What's exactly causing Apple's underperformance there? Is it just the slowdown? Is it the rising competition? How is the trade war actually putting a dent in sales? And where is the growth going to come from then, if it's not going to come from China, if it's not going to come from iPhone sales? Is it going to be India? Is it going to be the watch? Is it going to be services still? Can services keep up its remarkable growth? People are curious about these things. They want answers to these questions. We'll hear Tim Cook and the rest of the management team field a lot of these very same questions in the conference call this afternoon. And I think I would not be surprised if Apple comes out with a very structured kind of rhetorical way to handle this report off the back of the profit warning. I would expect it to have some sort of, this is where our growth is coming from, this is what we believe is the future of Apple. If it doesn't have that, I think it's at least going to point in the direction of that, kind of build a foundation for a more structured you know, rhetorical type of framework going forward, something that investors can rally behind, analysts can rally behind, and that the company can really put forward as its key growth driver. So Apple, always a lot of buzz about Apple's reports, but this should be absolutely no different. In fact, this should be you probably even more so than we're used to. And that leads us to tomorrow's reports. And another company that has really, you know, it's been struggling recently, especially in terms of its stock price, Facebook, reporting Wednesday after the bell. And for me, the storyline is a simple one. Just how bad is it in terms of the business model right now? And to think about this question, we really have to go back to the Cambridge Analytica scandal, which started nearly a year ago at this point. Cambridge Analytica is that pesky political data firm that violated Facebook's terms of service and had inappropriate access to user data and personal information. Varying reports on how the extent of this and how much Facebook knew about it and when Facebook learned about these things. But that all kind of added to existing concerns that Facebook and its current business model are susceptible to false information and malicious advertising, which really fit into a larger picture that includes Russia's social media propaganda campaign during our previous U.S. presidential election cycle. So it kind of fed into the fire of things we were already talking about. We've got this Cambridge Analytica, this mysterious political data firm with connections to certain well-known American politicians and foreign politicians, and they're kind of lurking in the darkness, and they're getting access to all our Facebook user data, and it just really added to a lot of concerns people already had about how these companies use our information and who can access it. And when we bounce that back even further, we start talking about the role that social media plays in our society. We start talking about the effects that false information and malicious information can have on people and communication and truth. We start talking about what Facebook could ever possibly do to earn back the trust it has lost in these data privacy and content scandals. And we really start wondering whether the king of social media could possibly be losing users. In certain markets right now, we have those questions. I don't think anyone's saying MAUs are going to fall year over year in this upcoming quarter. But, you know, we could see certain pressures, certain significant slowdowns in specific markets. That would not be a surprise. And this is also a spending concern for Facebook. The company's headcount has increased significantly over the past 2 years. It's got teams of new people looking after content. How much does that cost? We're starting to get a better idea with the last few reports. In the latest report, we heard that Facebook said it is likely that this new spending is going to cause operating margin to fall into the mid-30s on a percentage basis over more than a two-year window. That latest report was a great example of this. Facebook's operating margin was down to 42% from 50%. And so then Facebook saying, we're down to 42% from 50, and we expect to go down into the mid-30s. So that's not so good. that's a lot of pressure on the margins. Interestingly, though, the revenue growth story is really still there for Facebook. So we'll see, you know, can the revenue growth outweigh the margin pressure of all this new spending? In terms of estimates, Facebook's Q4 revenues, which is what the report we're about to get, are projected to jump 26% year over year to reach about $16.4 billion. Earnings expected to be down about 1.4% right now. It'll be interesting to see whether there's outperformance on the bottom line or what have you. So for Facebook, it's all about trust and data and privacy and truth and advertising and what that does to a business and its model for profits, which is really, you know, in a lot of ways, a lot of things I'm touching on there are kind of like existential questions, which is weird because we don't talk about a lot of stuff like that when we talk about investing in these hot growth companies. We don't really, you know, I'm trying to think of any other industry where we really have a serious question mark about, a society-wide question mark about whether these companies are healthy for society. And, you know, for years and years and years, it was the pros of social media, the benefits of globalized communication, the benefits of connection, and all that thing, all those things. And I think the discussion about the pros has been quickly replaced by the discussions about the cons. And so we'll see what Facebook can do to answer those questions on Wednesday afternoon. The other big storyline, the final one I want to talk about this week, is the cloud wars. We've got Microsoft on Wednesday afternoon. We've got Amazon on Thursday afternoon. And this is going to be our latest update in the battle of the public cloud. Reminder, we've talked about the public cloud. We've talked about the private cloud. We've talked about the hybrid cloud on this show plenty of times. But for those who don't know, this public cloud idea is the one that it means that other businesses are paying companies like Microsoft and Amazon access to paying them for access to their cloud infrastructure via the internet. This has become an extremely popular choice among enterprises in recent years. It's much more affordable in most cases and much easier to pay for public cloud access as opposed to installing your own private cloud network in your business, or even maintaining your own private cloud network. So Amazon currently has the biggest share of the cloud market. This is a lot of guesswork and estimations, but at the end of Q3, its market share was probably around 35%. That was up just 1% in terms of market share, but that's with revenues of Amazon Web Services increasing 46% in the latest quarter. Over the past 10 quarters, so over 2 years, Amazon's AWS year-over-year growth rate has been pretty steady, and it's been right around 50%, so 46% in the last quarter, starting to slow down. I mean, you can't have 80%, 75%, 60% revenue growth rates year after year after year. It's just not going to happen, but AWS has been able to sustain like ridiculous growth rates for years now, which is really impressive. Azure, which is Microsoft's cloud platform, is growing at an even faster rate, though it is still smaller than Amazon Web Services. Azure and Microsoft in general has about 15% of the cloud market share right now. That puts it in second place right behind Amazon. It also is growing, it's stealing market share, it's gaining market share faster than AWS. So it gained 2.5% of the market share last quarter, and that's on 76% year-over-year revenue growth in Azure. That's slowing down a little bit. That 76% year-over-year growth is a little bit below what, you know, we've seen 90%, we've seen over 100%. So it'll be interesting to see where it goes. Unfortunately for us, Microsoft is not super open about the total revenue of Azure and how fast that's growing. It gives us that growth rate, but it lumps it into a much bigger part of its business. So what we can look for is revenue in the intelligent cloud segment. Microsoft breaks it up, I think, three key business segments. Intelligent cloud is the one that's going to have the Azure division. It includes all of Microsoft's public, private, and hybrid server products and cloud services. This includes, as I said, Azure, but also Microsoft SQL Server, Windows Server, Visual Studio, System Center, and a whole bunch of other enterprise services. We have estimates on this. Our Zacks Consensus NFM estimates are calling for intelligent cloud revenue to be $9.3 billion for the to-be-reported quarter. That'd be up about 19%. And of course, we expect Azure to be the fastest grower there. We should probably expect that. For AWS, we do have that specific line item because Amazon does break it out for us. Our estimate's looking for $7.3 billion in revenue for that division. That would be up just under 43%. So slowing down from that 46% unless there's an upside surprise to be had. So who will have the most cloud clout this quarter? To be determined. And those are our biggest storylines of the week. What's next for Apple? How bad is the data and trust scandal at Facebook, and who will be winning the cloud war this week? As a reminder, if you feel that we missed something or if you want us to cover a different story, shoot me an email on podcast@zacks.com. You can also check out all of our other exclusive audio content at zacks.com/podcasts. Please remember to subscribe and leave this show a rating on Apple Podcasts. Leave all of our shows a rating if you're enjoying them. And as always, I want to thank you so much for listening to the Zacks Tech Talk Tuesday show. We'll see you next time.